Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back in the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to get to. Today, a lot of news. But first I want to start about talking about how many of us deal with the challenges and the stress of taking care of a family member, a friend, and the care that many people need as they age or have a very chronic illness can be very taxing. And joining us next is Dr. William Logan, National Medical Director of Carelon Health, to talk to us about the challenges of living with a serious illness and how palliative care can benefit patients and caregivers. Dr. Logan, we really appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, we appreciate, you know, what you and everyone does with your team. Talk to us about options that people have, including palliative care.
So, Dr. Dahlia, palliative care is a medical specialty that specifically focuses on the relief of suffering. Now, any of us who have experienced any kind of illness understand that both the illness that we suffer and the treatment that we often have to go through in the healthcare system can cause suffering. And palliative care is a medical specialty that's specifically focused on helping patients and their caregivers deal with that suffering.
And, you know, people always confuse, and, you know, I speak about this on my show, but they confuse hospice with palliative care. Talk to us about the differences.
Boy, that's a great question, Dr. Dahlia. The hospice is a special kind of palliative care that's delivered specifically at end of life. But what most folks don't understand is that the medical specialty of palliative care doesn't just apply to end of life. Palliative care is effective and applies from the moment of diagnosis and can walk with someone through their whole disease journey, even if the disease is ultimately curable.
Mm-hmm. And palliative care, there is still coverage with insurance and Medicare. Can you talk to us about some of the coverage?
Absolutely. Carelon Health, the company that I work with, is a provider for all three lines of business, if you will. We have commercial insurance, we have Medicaid, and we have Medicare. Palliative care is often a benefit across all payers.
Beautiful. And, you know, for those of us that have taken care and have and will probably in the future have to take care of family members, talk to us about how it benefits us and how it also helps us.
So caregivers, Dr. Dahlia, as you well know, they're walking along that same path with that individual who is suffering from that disease. A recent New England Journal of Medicine article showed that the trajectory of suffering in caregivers is very similar and parallels the trajectory of suffering for the actual patient.
So true.
Palliative care works with the caregivers and the patient, so that the caregivers understand the disease processes, they understand the treatments that the individual is receiving, and because palliative care specialists provide that care alongside primary specialists and primary care providers, it helps to coordinate the care across all of the patient's doctors. That includes making sure that the medication lists are reconciled and aligned, and it helps with communication between patients and caregivers so that their thoughts and plans are aligned. It takes a lot of the stress and distress out of that caregiving role.
It's so true. It's so true. Dr. Logan, you're the National Medical Director of Carelon Health. You've seen it all. You know, what else would you like to leave with our listeners in terms of what they should be thinking about when it comes to the challenging time of dealing with a family member and helping them through this?
I'd really like to emphasize again that palliative care is not just end-of-life care, and that it can help with distress of any kind that people are encountering as they suffer from a disease or encounter the healthcare system. To find that care in your community, we've got a great website, carelonhealth.com/palliative-care, and we'd love to be helpful.
That is wonderful. Dr. Logan, thank you and your team so much. One more time, if you could give the website.
Sure. It's carelonhealth.com/palliative-care. And thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia, for having me today.
Well, we appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back, Dr. Logan. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, on this show, we will talk about what a lot of people can't. I mean, you know, and it's not easy. For those of you knowing something's coming down the pike, now, it's okay to feel that stress. I know. I mean, our family went through it with my grandparents, with our, you know, it's not easy. And because there weren't a lot of resources, there, you know, our family went bankrupt. I mean, you only had, you know, X amount of resources. You only had X amount of money at the time, and family came first. And so, and it doesn't have to be so difficult financially, emotionally, and family members try and do their best, because if you have family members like mine, like my father, and they're like, no doctors, I don't need any doctor, no. And they don't realize that the medical community is much better trained, much more empathetic, you know, much more effective at care than a family member. And so the conversations that we have, unfortunately, are too late. We wait until they're already, you know, suffering or sick. And maybe these are conversations that we need to have while everybody's healthy and say, look, if anything does take a turn for the worse, so nobody makes the wrong decision in the chaos of it all, you know, what would you like? Who would you like to go to? Carelon? What company would you like helping you? And that's a conversation that has to be done before the chaos. 1-877-DR-DALI, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as you know, I get annual exams. I get ultrasounds, mammograms with our family history of breast cancer. Having family members gone through it, not easy. Not easy at all, and I'm very, very grateful that we have the screening and we have the ability to try to be preventative and then the ability to manage it when we do have it, if we have it, and when we have it. Dr. Nangia, Medical Director of Breast Oncology and Baylor College of Medicine, as well as Monica, a breast cancer survivor, are here to talk to us about navigating breast cancer and how to feel empowered where we don't feel as vulnerable as we used to. Thank you, Monica, Dr. Nangia, for joining us. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. So breast cancer, obviously overwhelming. Talk to us about where we've come today and how much we can do today now to treat it.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I want to start by saying that I'm speaking on behalf of Genentech today to raise awareness about breast cancer and focus on how we can make patients' everyday lives and schedules better. So I think the first thing to know about breast cancer is that there's not just one type of breast cancer. There's three main kind of categories in the way we think of breast cancer. So the first is what we would call estrogen positive, where the cancer is driven by hormones like estrogen or progesterone. The second type is what we call HER2 positive, and that's the type of cancer Monica had, and we'll talk to her in a little bit about that. And that type of breast cancer has this protein or pathway called HER2, which really feeds the growth of the cancer. And the third type of breast cancer is what we call triple negative, where it doesn't feed off hormones like estrogen or progesterone or this protein called HER2. So It lacks all those things. So when someone's diagnosed with breast cancer, as long as it's curative, most patients will be treated with surgery plus or minus radiation for local therapy to treat the tumor in the breast. But a lot of patients will need medicines before or after surgery, such as chemotherapy, pills that can block these hormones, or medicines that can target that HER2 pathway. So it's quite complex. And then when you get newly diagnosed, it can be very emotional. It can be hard to make a lot of these decisions in such a short time.
It is. Yeah, Monica, you went through this. Talk to us about your story.
So when I was diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer, that, you know, that is one of the most aggressive type of breast cancer, I had a mastectomy, and then I received chemotherapy plus the HER2-targeted therapy via an IV to a port in my chest. So for me, the treatment days were really long and tiring when I was in the hospital. I was reducing my hours at work, but I was still struggling to juggle my career and my family. So I knew that I wanted something different for my next phase on the treatment. So I spoke with my healthcare provider, and I worked with them, and they decided that Vespo was going to be a good choice for me because this was a faster administration under the skin. That means less time in the clinic and more time for myself, because I went to be at the hospital just for 15 to 30 minutes. So that helped me to balance my career and family and bring that normalcy to my life.
So true. And it does. You know, people don't understand. They say, well, you're going for treatment. You know, we have treatments now, thanks to Genentech and thanks to, you know, Dr. Nangia's team that will allow a lot more flexibility. You do have choices. And Dr. Nangia, can you talk to us about people, you know, they get so overwhelmed with the diagnosis that they're afraid to talk to their doctor. They're like, well, I can't ask questions because it'll look like I'm ungrateful. Of course you could ask questions. Give us some advice on what's the best way to approach that.
Yeah, so I would go into your doctor with a list of questions. They're expecting you to. And some very specific questions you should ask is, number one, what stage of cancer do I have? Number two, what type of breast cancer do I have? And number three, what are the treatment options for my type of breast cancer? I would also ask for some very specific questions around timeline for treatment and the expected amount of time that you're going to be there, because that's really what impacts patients in their day-to-day lives, and they need to make adjustments to their jobs if they're working. They need to balance all their family responsibilities. So I really think you'd need to go in with those questions and make some informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Monica, how are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm feeling a lot of better. You will never be the same after you have been diagnosed with any kind of cancer, but I really appreciate that my life has come to a kind of back of normal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be difficult. And thank you for sharing. I know that's not easy. Dr. Nangia, what other advice would you like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, so So I think the medication that Monica got is really a great medication. It's called Phesgo. You can learn more about it at phesgo.com. That's phesgo.com. And the specific drug is given to HER2-positive patients that have stage 2, 3, and 4 breast cancer in combination with chemotherapy. And the side effects are very well tolerable, mainly because of the chemo. They have hair loss, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, but patients do well on this. And for some patients, if you have that specific type of HER2-positive breast cancer, Phesgo may be a good option for you, and it may save you a couple hours every time you need your treatment. So if you have more questions about that, I'd talk to your healthcare providers about it. And my other piece of advice is to really, you know, learn about your cancer, gain that medical knowledge, and don't be afraid to ask questions or see if a certain treatment would be beneficial to you.
Absolutely. You know, getting cancer, when we get that diagnosis, we feel like we had no choice in the matter, that, and from here on out, we never get a choice. And that's not true. You do. You are empowered. You do have a choice. You do have options. And I really appreciate you, Monica, and Dr. Nangia for coming on. Nobody ever talks about this part of breast cancer, so we really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Dr. Nangia, one more time, give us the website.
Yeah, it's phesgo.com. It's phesgo.com.
Wonderful. All right, both of you, take care. Can't wait to have you back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, so we talk a lot about prevention of cancer. We talk a lot about what needs to be done. We talk a lot about things that can cause cancer. But, you know, there's a huge population. When I was in medical school, I learned that one out of every two people get some sort of cancer diagnosis. Now, I know that is a very frightening statistic, but some of those cancer diagnoses could also be a superficial skin cancer. You know, they could be a tumor that has that is overall fairly benign, but the numbers are startling. You know, our cells are designed to do a certain thing, and for them to go rogue, all it takes is a mutation, and these mutations sadly happen. And many of these mutations are genetically based, and then many of them are, you know, maybe related to the sunlight we get, or radiation, or other sorts of exposures. And so when these things happen, and I told you how I deal with the anxiety of, oh, my gosh, in my family we get cancer, we get heart disease, we're done for. As I've told you before, I'm not afraid of getting cancer. What I'm afraid of is somebody saying, you could have jumped on this a while back. You know, why didn't you address this years ago? We could have done more. And so that's why on my show, I really urge prevention. I urge being aware. Get your skin cancer screens. Get your colonoscopies. Do your breast cancer screening. Try to avoid junk food or fluorescent-looking food or radiation if you can. And avoid too much sun, but make sure you're still getting your vitamin D. And then if, God forbid, something does happen, you know, you just have the attitude of, I'm going to knock it out of the ballpark. You know, having breast cancer in my family, I just had my mammogram. I know I'm smiling in the pictures, and I show you all it's easy and it's a piece of cake. Of course I'm scared to death. I'm not scared to death of actually getting the mammogram, but I'm scared of getting cancer. I mean, I'm no superwoman. I mean, yeah, of course, nobody wants that. I pray and pray and pray, you know, but again, when you have that awareness and know that, you can't ask questions. Like Dr. Nangia said, have a list. It's okay. Ask away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, with the World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days. An American toddler among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The White House telling reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. Tens of thousands of people descending on the nation's capital for a pro-Israel rally. The National Guard will be helping local police to keep the crowd under control at two large demonstrations. The U.S. Supreme Court implementing a formal code of ethics after it came to light that several justices accepted expensive trips and other perks from wealthy donors. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dockadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though this is the happiest time of the year, and it's gorgeous with the lights, and it's starting to get crisp, and families are laughing and spending time together, for a good part of the population, this is not the happiest time of the year. And the holiday blues is real. Joining us next is Dr. Craig Chepke, board-certified psychiatrist in Huntsville, North Carolina, who specializes in treating adult patients with treatment-resistant depression, and is talking to us today about the holiday blues and a really good treatment for a treatment option that many people could take advantage of. Dr. Chepke, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you talking about this because a lot of times it gets overlooked. And so what you and your team are doing is wonderful. Talk to us about depression and what you're seeing.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. I'm glad to have been able to partner with Johnson & Johnson to be able to present this information. So this time of year, as you mentioned, a lot of people love it. They celebrate it. They look forward to it all year long. But it's not that way for everybody, sadly. And holiday blues, winter blues, things like that are actually not the biggest problem that people may be facing this time of year. A lot of people could be actually suffering from what is commonly known as clinical depression, but in the medical field, we would call major depressive disorder. And major depressive disorder is a couple leaps and bounds above just the average holiday blues or winter blues. So people with, major depressive disorder is very common. The CDC estimates that about 1 out of 5 people in their lifetime will have had a diagnosis of major depressive disorder by a healthcare professional. So it is an incredibly common condition. The symptoms and what makes it different from just the holiday blues are that major depressive disorder, it has to last at least 2 weeks, almost every day, most of each day. Often it lasts more than 2 weeks, could be many more. It could be months, could be years for some people. But really, it's the severity of the symptoms that sets it apart. So people with major depressive disorder, they do have a low mood and sad mood, but it's way beyond that of the holiday blues. They're not just down. They feel hopeless, helpless, worthless, like nothing could get any better. They also have a decrease in their interest and motivation. And that could be not just that they lost interest in some hobbies they used to have, but they could have lost interest in interacting with their spouse, in playing with their kids, in going to work, in even just getting up out of bed, getting a shower, getting dressed, brushing your teeth. Things like that are substantial challenges for people with major depressive disorder in many cases. There's also difficulties with their appetite and sleep and concentration, memory, and even possibly suicidal thoughts.
So true. And one thing I had seen with many patients who were new to my practice is they were not on medications because the initial medications they were put on didn't work for them.
Yeah.
And so they thought there was nothing out there to help them, and there are treatment options. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And so when somebody goes to a healthcare professional and gets prescribed antidepressants, then if they've taken 2 antidepressants, and as long as it was at a high enough dose to be therapeutic long enough, which, you know, we usually say 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, if 2 antidepressant trials haven't worked for someone, we call it treatment-resistant depression. And that's an unfortunate name because the name, to me, almost takes away hope from people. But there is hope for people with treatment-resistant depression because there are treatments available. One that I've seen success with in many patients in my practice is called Spravato. Spravato is not a pill. It's a nasal spray, actually, that's approved by the FDA in conjunction with an oral antidepressant, so added on top, for treatment-resistant depression. Now, all medications can have risks and benefits, and so Spravato may have certain side effects for some individuals, and so it's important to talk with a healthcare provider to see if it's right for any individual.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating mechanism of action. Esketamine or Spravato, being nasal administered, a lot of people are more open to that as they feel like they're taking medications and the medications don't work, and they feel it might act sooner, quicker. Also, talk to us about how it differs from like the SSRIs or the other medications that we have that we use.
Well, so we don't know exactly how any antidepressant works in the brain, to be honest. We have to have a lot of humility that we are just in the infancy of understanding anything about the brain. But we believe it acts on different neurotransmitters, so not the serotonin, norepinephrine we usually think about. But ultimately, the important thing is that the clinical trials did show that it had effectiveness for people, it had efficacy for people with treatment-resistant depression, and then it also characterized the safety profile. So whatever the theoretical mechanism, the clinical trials showed that it did work for many people with TRD. That's the important part to me.
And you're right. That's how a lot of these medicines work. And it's fascinating. You know, so this is not easy for people to say, this is me, I'm going to go online, I'm going to tell somebody about it. What advice do you have for family members or friends of those with depression to try to get somebody to open up and seek treatment?
Yeah, that's a great point, because so many people with when they're feeling down, depressed, and they just don't want to admit it. They, because of society, feel that it's something, it's a weakness or moral failing or something they should just get over or suck it up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, I've heard a thousand things, I'm sure you have as well. And the key is that if you see someone who's struggling, whether it's a family member, a friend, a loved one, just really encourage them to talk to somebody about it, talk to the healthcare professional about it. Because while it may be just a case of the holiday blues, I would rather people err on the side of caution, because depression can be a deadly illness, unfortunately, that many people lose their life from suicide with major depressive disorder. And reaching out to a healthcare professional, so that could be a psychiatrist or psychiatric nurse practitioner, it could be a psychologist or other therapist. But for most people, their journey is going to start with a primary care provider. So primary care providers are well-equipped to handle many cases of major depressive disorder, and if it's something that is beyond what they're able to treat, then they can facilitate referral to a psychiatrist or other psychiatric professional.
Exactly, exactly. What else would you like to leave my listeners with?
Well, so I think it's very important for us to get more information, and knowledge is power. And so Spravato.com, S-P-R-A-V-A-T-O, that can help people learn about treatment-resistant depression in general, the medication Spravato, and then also listen to patients with actual TRD and talk about their experiences. And then finally, if someone is struggling acutely with suicidal thoughts or in other crisis, you know, we've had 911 for ages as a general emergency number, but now in the past couple of years, we also have 988, a national number 24/7 that someone can call or text if they're having an acute struggle, and it's the suicide or crisis lifeline. So that's 988 from any phone, anywhere, anytime.
That is absolutely. Can you give us the website one more time for Spravato?
Absolutely. Spravato.com, and that's spelled S-P-R-A-V-A-T-O.
Beautiful. Well, we really thank Johnson & Johnson for allowing you to come on to talk to us about this and partnering with you. And Dr. Chepke, can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be back. Have a great
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. You too. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I told you guys, we're on this on the show. And, you know, each year I talk about the in-laws coming over and I talk about, you know, it's not an easy time. Now, I love it. I, you know, post pictures of the Christmas lights. I love snow. I love feeling cold and getting my jacket on because I live in the desert, so I'm a little sick of the heat, even though I wouldn't live anywhere else. Living in Las Vegas, Nevada is one of my favorite cities ever. But, you know, when you are hearing all the, you know, seeing all the laughter and the holiday cheer and you're like, that's not me, that's okay. It doesn't have to be you. You know, we want everybody happy and buying and shopping. That's what, you know, the media wants. That's what it's the narrative out there. You're supposed to be happy. And when people aren't, they're made to feel like something's wrong with them. No. It's, you know, and some of us might suffer from depression. That happens. It's common. It's normal to feel depressed. It's normal to feel anxious. But when it starts to be resistant to treatment, when it starts to consume you, you don't want to hang out with your family, it starts to affect your family life, your social life, your work life, you know, you've got to get help. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are vaccine mandates, such as the one with the COVID vaccine, unconstitutional? So we predicted that this would make it to the Supreme Court. I'm wrong. The Supreme Court rejected to hear a case. And there was an appeal that was brought forth to the Supreme Court. Katie Semsmi versus Governor Murphy of New Jersey, where the case was looking at four New Jersey nurses who got canned because they wouldn't get a COVID-19 vaccine. They cited religious freedom and health concerns. There is a U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit case that ruled that the mandate did not violate their constitutional freedoms and allowed an executive order from the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to stay in place. This case got brought up to the Supreme Court, and they have rejected hearing it. So the lawyer for the four nurses said, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court did not take up the issue now, but hope it will take up this question soon, whether in this case, quote, after final judgment or another case. We need our highest court to provide guidance on this important question of liberty before another pandemic and another emergency vaccine." So many of us, especially in the medical field, wanted to know where the Supreme Court was going to stand on that, because it was not easy watching nurses who were on the front line, who obviously survived COVID. Most likely, if they did a blood test, would show antibodies, but were not given that option and were told if you didn't get the vaccine, we would fire you. And many of us thought that this was a huge overstep, because currently, for example, to go to college, when college wants to know, a university wants to know that you've had your MMR vaccine, if you lost your vaccine card, your vaccination record, they don't force you to get another vaccine. There could be side effects, right? So what they do is they say, that's okay. If you don't have your vaccination card, then do a blood test to show immunity, to show your titers. So I had college students either ask for their vaccination record or ask for us to run the blood test. It showed they had titers. They showed the blood test. They didn't have to get injected again. And this has been something that we've been doing for years. Wasn't really much of an issue. So when the COVID vaccine mandate came about, and nurses are like, look, just draw my blood. I've been on the front line since day one. I am sure I have numerous antibodies. Go ahead, run my blood. That wasn't an option. You either had to get the shot or get fired. Now, you know, and I know that back in 2021, when we were begging people to come back to work, firing anybody in our military, in our school systems, in our healthcare systems, would be insane to do. Because we would not have enough people to come back to work. And what's happening now? Teacher shortage, trucker shortage, law enforcement shortage, firefighter shortage. We can't recruit to the military. We are having major issues recruiting to the military. And we fired thousands of people who wanted to serve and put their life on the line for this country. And you canned them because of a shot? That, it's ridiculous. So I've been dying to know what the Supreme Court would say on the subject. And apparently, nope. We're passing. In April of last year, the four nurses, Katie Szemsi, Jamie Rumfield, Deborah Hagen, and Mariette Vitti, filed a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey, arguing that the executive orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine booster requirements were unconstitutional. In one portion of their complaint, the nurses mentioned Governor Murphy's Executive Order 283, which required healthcare workers to receive COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters. So not just the vaccine, but also boosters. This is being reported by Newsweek. And they say that EO 283 violates the liberty and privacy rights protected by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, include the right to refuse medical procedures and the right to not be medically surveilled by government actors. They also argue that the vaccine mandates violated their religious freedoms. And one portion of the complaint explains that Szczesny was pregnant and did not want to receive a booster while pregnant. That was shocking. Remember there was a nurse? I think she was from Brooklyn, or was it the Bronx, where she got fired because she was pregnant and she didn't want to get the vaccine. And, you know, employers, they didn't know what to do. Because when there's a mandate, they have to stay open for business. It was not a good time. I mean, not only was COVID in and of itself horrible and one of the worst times in our recent history, but the mandate added to the chaos. So the challenge was dismissed by the lower court of appeals. The four nurses asked the Supreme Court to hear their arguments, and again, dismissed. So nobody is ruling it's constitutional per se. They just aren't taking the case. And I think we do need some guidance. The reason why there was a precedent set during the smallpox vaccine where somebody sued because he got fined for not taking the smallpox vaccine. And listen, I am pro-vaccines because tetanus, polio, hepatitis, it is amazing what we are able to protect nowadays with vaccines. But I am not in support of mandates and forcing it. And that's where the issue lies. A lot of medical providers feel that same way. Why? Because with anything you do, there has to be informed consent, even before we give a vaccine. In fact, I think the BBC reported that the CDC was overwhelmed with all the cases and reports of adverse events that came in from the vaccines. Maybe they were, you know, false. Maybe they were, incorrectly attributed to the vaccine, or maybe they were all true. But whenever there is an entity or there is a medical procedure or a medication that has potential side effects, and the side effects have been documented, myocarditis, blood clots, ITP, these are things that have to be taken into account, and that is why you allow people to have a choice. Now, the reason why this has still gone through is because the analogy of, well, nobody held you down. You were free to leave your job. The problem with that is if you're in healthcare and the government told hospitals that they will withhold funding, you can't get another job. You have then lost your career. Okay, that's different than, look, if you want to work at this one franchise location, you have to do it. If not, you can go to another franchise. No, not from the healthcare industry, not with the military. If one branch of military is going to fire you for not getting the vaccine, you can't go to the other branches of the military. And so this is an issue. And I thought the Supreme Court would at least look at the case. Because, yeah, we do need guidance. And other options weren't offered. Let people do a blood test if they want and show they have antibodies. That's what we do with colleges right now. And if a pregnant woman is fearful that there could be something that could affect the fetus or the baby, don't they have a right to say no? Now, somebody could say, yeah, well, she did have a right. She just isn't going to work. That's not an option. That's blackmail. So, as I said, there are vaccines we have, even the COVID vaccines, that I think help save lives. You just can't force it. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.